What's happening, everybody? This is Avery Washington here. Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. Avery Speaks can be heard on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor, and many other major platforms. On today's episode, I will speak on the over-sexualization of black women. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. America has been over-sexualizing black women since the beginning of slavery. If you were to Google over-sexualization, the first thing that will pop up is, in basic terms, the practice of sexualizing excessively is something women, specifically women of color, have been subjected to. Being in the United States, the history of black women being viewed as sexual objects has been a practice since America's days of slavery. So now that we understand that this is a plan created by man to degrade our beautiful black women, we must put a stop to it, and we must speak about it and talk about how it's destroying our communities, how it's destroying our family homes. You know, if you think about it, remember when hip hop first started? Hip hop was about socially being conscious, being woke, you know, uplifting each other, empowering each other with positive messaging. But somewhere along the way, that positive messaging became degrading messaging, and it started with the over-sexualization of our beautiful black women. And many people fought back in those days to get those lyrics taken out, to get entertainers to stop performing lyrics like that. But people would say, oh, it's just words, you know, it's not hurting anybody. But now we have women entertainers over sexualizing themselves. And what's happening is, when we speak about it again, women are now saying, hey, we're empowering ourselves. This is women's empowerment. But as a man, I really don't understand how minimizing yourself to a sexual object is empowering. You know, I'm a father of three daughters, and when I hear some of the lyrics from women now, I'm offended as a man. So it's just hard for me to understand how a woman is not offended by minimizing herself to being a sexual object. I just don't understand. What I'm starting to see now in this era of social media also is that parents are doing something that is awful. They are coming on social media and recording them spanking, disciplining their little girls. And what that is doing, that is causing public humiliation. I'm sure some little girls are committing suicide or have thought about committing suicide because of the public humiliation of their friends, seeing their parents spank them, humiliate them on social media. That has to stop. And a lot of them are disciplining these kids because these kids now are acting out this over-sexualization that they see when they walk out of the doors of their homes. You know, a lot of people will say, oh man, it's the parents' fault. They need to stop their kids from watching this and talk to their kids. Man, many parents are doing great jobs. But when your child walk out that door, society is going to show them a whole new world. And yes, the lessons you teach them can help them along the way. But for those who do not listen, they may fall victim to the over-sexualization and may want to imitate it. And that's what's happening today. So we got to get back to it takes a village to raise a child. We used to always say that, and we used to do that. We used to practice that back in the day. But now all we say is, oh, it's the parents' responsibility. You know, as a content creator, especially as a black content creator, you know, if you look at 2020 and how America is so against black people, period, in every form of fashion, when we see content that is degrading to us as a people, or we are presented with content that is degrading to us as a people, we need to speak out on it, and we need to speak against it to try to stop it from circulating in our communities, so our young women won't see it, so our young women won't be damaged from it, so our young women won't have low self-esteem because they see people are only viewing them as sexual objects. So I'm going to continue to do my part by writing positive content that is uplifting and inspiring to our youth and our women and our men. But also, I'm in the process of writing a book about over-sexualization of our black women in America, so we can spark the conversation in many homes, and we can try to put an end, slow this down, because this is really hurting our community, it's hurting our families, and it's hurting our young women. Thank you for joining me again on another great episode of Avery Speaks. Also, remember that I'm a best-selling author of 6 best-selling books of inspiration, and you can order autographed copies of my books from averywashington.com. So until next time, peace and blessings.